Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna hadhal Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam wa yubashshirul mu'minina alladhina ya'maluna as-salihati anna lahum ajran hasana. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam innaha satakunu fitnah. فقال علي رضي الله عنه ما المخرج منها يا رسول الله قال كتاب الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. 90 days have passed since the war in Gaza has commenced. 90 days of bombing, relentless bombing, genocide, loss of lives, loss of infrastructure, no water, no electricity, and impossible in our understanding for someone to survive in such kinds of circumstances and conditions. The world is looking in shock and in amazement. Shock at the fact that no one in the world, no policy makers in the world can come to their assistance. Besides, alhamdulillah, our country has taken a very bold stance. May Allah make it successful, make it a means of a lot of khair and goodness for our country. And may Allah give guidance to the policy makers and the government of our country. So, in shock that no one can do anything. Muslim countries all around, but no one can help. No one can come to the aid of their brothers and sisters. Not only sharing the same religion with them, same deen, but even Arabs like them. So that is the shock that the world is looking with. And then the amazement and the admiration with which the world is looking, that we admire these people. They are managing to persevere, to remain firm and steadfast. The resilience that they are showing is something that perhaps we have not seen in our lifetime. Under that difficult conditions, where we complaining about 4 to 5 hours or 6 hours of load shedding, here 90 days no electricity whatsoever, nothing, no infrastructure. And despite all of that, the response of these people, the emotions of these people, Samidun, that's a common word that they express, Samidun, that we are remaining firm. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. From young children to old people, every strata of society, every class, we will find the similar type of sentiments and emotions coming out. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. That ayat of Quran, alladhina qala lahumun nasu innan nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imana wa qalu hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. We are seeing it playing live in Gaza today. When they are threatened that the army and the coalitions have ganged up against you, fakhshawhum, be afraid of them, fazadahum imana. This only increases them in iman. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. And the response is, Allah is sufficient for us. Old people, young people, children, women, whether it's a journalist, what will make a journalist continue going and giving coverage of what's going on in the worst type of situations? What will allow or make a doctor continue and persevere in that hospital when he knows that the hospital is being surrounded, and within a few days he can be taken as captive? What will make him do that? That's the question that we need to ask ourselves, and that's the lesson that we need to take, and inshallah what I wish to discuss today. So respected friends, every tabaqa and every class of society, not just the elite perhaps, those that are very pious, but everyone, this is common under these kind of dire circumstances, and they're giving this kind of response. Ayat of Quran are on their lips all the time. What is the secret? What is the mystery behind this? So that inshallah, if we try and bring this in our life, then it will make some type of change or major changes in our life. One is obviously, respected friends, these people are enjoying a very, very strong level of divine assistance. Help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which specifically relate to this piece of land. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made prophecies regarding this land. It's a topic on its own. I had discussed it in previous Jumu'ahs. I don't wish to go into the details of these ahadith. Just one hadith from this hadith for us to understand the perspective. Why are these people responding in this way? And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ala innal iman idha waqa'atil fitanu bisham. When fitna and challenges happen in my ummah, challenges relating to the iman of my ummah, then iman will be in Sham. This area of Palestine and Gaza is the heart of Sham. The entire area was Sham. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified that iman will be found among these people. So when they have that kind of divine assistance, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ تَكَفَّلَ لِي بِشَامِ وَأَهْلِي, Allah has taken responsibility to take care of these people of Sham. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so they enjoy a very, very divine assistance, special divine assistance which they enjoy. But what is giving them that level of iman? So there were a few reports that I came across. Amazing. Some of these things we may have heard randomly. Sirru sumudi ahli Gaza. What is the secret behind the resilience of the people of Gaza? And that is nothing else besides the attachment to Kitabullah, to the Quran Majid. Amazing attachment to Quran. Amazing attachment to Quran. And they have found that this is the secret. This is the way one of the representatives of the Ministry of Islamic Studies, he mentioned, he said it's the shortest way to the doors of Aqsa. Our attachment to Quran will be the shortest road for us to reach the doors of Masjid al-Aqsa. Their whole objective is to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. They are doing a very, very great favor. Not a favor, but a fard, an obligation of the entire ummah they are fulfilling, these people. Very special people. So they have chosen and they have understood. In 1992, they realized that we need to make a change. We need to create a revolution. And that revolution was called the revolution Thawratun Quraniya, a revolution of Quran. A revolution of Quran. They called this entire mission that they started and this project that they started Tarbiyatu Abna'i Ahli Gaza ala Mawa'id al-Quran al-Karim wa Sunnat al-Nabawiyyah. That we will make tarbiyat of our children on the dastarkhan, on the table cloth of Quran and Sunnah. And let us understand, respected friends, we're seeing the culmination of it. We're seeing the fruits of the efforts. Where we can't understand mind-boggling perseverance, resilience, how a person can walk up to a tank and place an explosive, we can't understand. It's beating human intellect. But this is the power of Quran. They understood in 1992, if we want something to happen, if we want to see a change, then we will have to make a change. And the change they made was they started creating a whole generation that's attached to Quran. 1992, 32 years ago they started. They started this project of attachment to Quran Sharif. So firstly, they started halaqat, circles of tahfidhul Quran, hifz of Quran. We'll say alhamdulillah, hifz classes in our country. So many hifz classes. How many hifz jalsas we just witnessed? MashaAllah, it's a great thing. But it doesn't stop just having a jalsa and then to say, well, my child has become hafiz of Quran. Is my child living that hifz of Quran? That is where the effect will be seen. So they started off with tahfidhul Quran, then focusing on tajweed and qiraat, then focusing on tadabbur, pondering on the message of Quran, understanding what my Allah wants from me, pondering on the message of Quran, then going to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what about those that are handicapped, those that are special needs? They started hifz and Quran classes for these people. Then what about the elders? We've taken care of the children. Kibaru sin. The elders focusing on their hives. Then they moved on. Why must these circles of Quran remain in the masajid? We will take these halaqat of Quran to every place. They took the circles of Quran to the hospitals. You will be shocked at the resilience of the doctor, because that doctor is a product of that halaqa of tahfizul Quran. There's halaqat, there are circles of Quran in the hospitals, circles of Quran in the army bases, among the police. The elite force of the Kataibul Qassam is known as Katibatul Huffaz, the Huffaz battalion. 10,000 Huffaz, not just those that memorize Quran, but those that read Quran in tahajjud, those that are particular about their salah, they are living Quran. Only when they reach a certain standard, they are allowed to be part of this. And their progress or demotion depends on the level of attachment they have for Quran. Now when these people get that kind of shahadat that the world is marveling over, Ash-Shahidu Sajid, that hafiz of Quran, Taysir Abu Ta'ima, who gives his life as a shaheed in sajda, we think, how that happened? That happened because of a lot of effort before that. It doesn't just happen like that. It's attachment to Quran. He belonged to the same Katibatul Huffaz, this Huffaz brigade. So respected friends, this is the effort they made on Quran. Again, the point is, lesson for us to take. What lessons we need to take? Apply this. They thought of a plan. How are we going to create a revolution? How are we going to reach Masjid al-Aqsa? How are we going to defeat this enemy and this occupier? We will do it through attaching ourselves to Quran. Then they moved on. In the prisons, those that have been committing crimes, they will also join the circles of Quran. When a prisoner leaves the prison, many a times he is leaving as a hafiz of Quran. Then summer holidays, Mukhayyam Tajil Waqar, they started a summer camp called the Crown of Honor, because the Hafiz's parents would be given a crown of honor. So Mukhayyam Tajil Waqar, that camp, summer camp, summer holidays won't be spent in idle pursuits. It won't be spent on the beachfront on New Year's night. Summer holidays of our children will be spent learning Quran. This is the revolution that they created. Then there was a drive. Every house of Gaza needs to have minimum one hafiz of Quran, if not more. Until, respected friends, some people have said that if you want to change the name of Gaza, the new name you can give to Gaza is Madinatul Huffaz, the city of Huffaz. Thousands of Huffaz, 1,300 centers of Quran memorization. Before the war commenced, a small piece of land, 365 square kilometers, not a big place, but 1,300 centers of Quran, 9,000 halaqat and circles of Quran. For those that have come later on, the sunnat salah was performed before the bayan. So inshallah, after the bayan, we will straight go on to the khutbah, so we can perform our sunnah salahs. So Madinatul Quran, another name for Gaza. Then they started something unique, respected friends. Unique in the world. Safwatul Huffaz. The cream of the crop of the Huffaz. What is this? It happened for 2 years. 2022-2023. That in one sitting, a person will recite the whole Quran. Majlisu Sardil Quran. Only allowed one mistake per para. Huffaz, we can think whether we'll make it. There's an examination before it. In the last one in August, 15th of August 2023. 3,500 applicants for that. 3,500 applicants, 1,471 qualified. In one day, in one masjid, 1,471 people reciting Quran and making khatam of Quran. Starting from Fajr, ending off, and the khatam happens before Maghrib. And the age group, youngest was 8 years old, eldest was 72 years old. Youngest 8 years old, youngest hafiz, eldest 72 years old, 26 special needs, 163 teachers 34 police officers and 90 medical staff. Now again, respected friends, when that doctor is remaining so firm, most probably it's highly possible that that doctor recited Quran in one sitting. What must be the level of attachment to Quran for him to bring his level of Quran on that level that he can recite Quran in one sitting? So that is the level, respected friends. A few weeks ago, there was a report of one of the doctors, very high profile in the Ministry of Health. His family was attacked. His young daughter became Shahida. And he's saying, oh Allah, this is a daughter of mine that I made a hafiza of Quran. She was getting ready to recite Quran in that one sitting. And then he said an amazing statement. Respected friends, every time I think of it and every time I say it, it sends a shiver down my spine. He says, Allah, Ya Rab, خُذْ مِنْ دِمَائِنَا حَتَّى تَرْضَى. Oh Allah, take how much of blood makes you happy. Oh Allah, take how much of our blood makes you happy. Ya Rab, خُذْ مِنْ أَوْلَادِنَا حَتَّى تَرْضَى. He is seeing the janaza of his children. He says, oh Allah, take how many children makes you happy. Now what will make that doctor speak like that, respected friends? There's another power behind it. And most probably, we can only attribute it to the power of Quran. This was the effect, 32 years of effect. 32 years of effect in the last one. So the person, the representative for the Ministry of Religious Affairs, so he mentioned that our hope is that from these huffaz, there will be one of them that will be performing the two rakats of Fatah in Baytul Muqaddas. He will be reading the two rakats when Allah gives victory to Baytul Muqaddas. It will be these youngsters that will be reciting that salah. Thawratun Qur'aniyah. And they say, amazingly, they say, this is perhaps the reason why they started this whole initiative. They say in the opening verses of Surah Bani Israel, we have heard it many a times, Allah speaks about the Jews, about the Banu Israel, about their rebellion, and how when they moved away from Deen, they lost control of Masjid al-Aqsa. When they came back, Allah gave them control. When they moved away again, Allah took the control. And at the end, immediately after speaking about this, Allah says, "Asa rabbukum ay yarhamakum wa in udtum udna," that Allah will have mercy on you perhaps and give you control. But if you move away, we will take it away again. The next ayat after this, "Inna hadhal Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam." This is what they mentioned. I couldn't find it in the tafsir kitabs, a little that I saw. But this is the link that they found. They say that immediately after speaking about control of Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah speaks about Quran guiding to the straightest path. So the link that they found, if we want the control of Masjid al-Aqsa, then we have to build our attachment to Quran. Respected friends, they made tarbiyat of their children. And Allah made it such. Allah made it such that this war has unfolded. But those children are not losing heart. A youngster, there was a report of a youngster. There was a need for stitches. There was no type of anesthetic that was available. That child reads Quran. That was his anesthetic. That was what worked for him so that he forgets the pain. This is the effort that they made on Quran. Respected friends, it goes on. There's many things that we could speak. But this now, we see that across the world, people are interested in Quran. There is so much of interest in Quran, so much interest in Deen, in the West, on a daily basis. There are so many conversions, so many people entering into the fold of Islam, and many of them have said that when we saw the resilience of these people, we went to investigate what is the secret behind it, and the secret was Quran. Now it's a time for reflection for us. The Quran is working for them, and inshallah it will work for them, and they will see that dream, that it will be the shortest road for them to the doors of Masjid al-Aqsa. It has created that revolution in them. They even mention that there's a lot of coverage from the enemy regarding these majalis of memorizing of Quran and the Quran in one sitting. Why? Because they understand that this is going to defeat them. They understand that they can't influence our children and their minds because of the attachment to Quran. Today we're facing a major problem with our next generation. The dhihni irtidad, the intellectual apostasy, questions regarding deen. moving so far away from deen that we have to hear of reports and read of reports of Muslim young boys and girls that are intoxicated and they are causing so much of problem. Respected friends, we also require something. We require a revolution with our children. Now is the ideal time to create this revolution. We've seen how it's working. And inshallah, it will reach its success point, inshallah. We have that hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to create that revolution in our lives. Allah only knows what the future holds for us. We don't know what the future holds for our children. If they have to go through even one small fraction of what these people are going through, will they be able to remain firm on iman? If we have to go through that, will we be able to say hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel? Will we be able to express that level of rida and taslim and happiness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's a critical time, respected friends. We're seeing this happening. We have witnessed so many ifs jalsas and ifs khatams. It's the beginning of the new academic year. Let us make important decisions. Let us make the right decision that the deeni ta'aleem of my child is primary. The worldly education is secondary. Not that I won't give my child that education, but not if it's compromising the deeni ta'aleem of my child. That is primary. Otherwise my child will never be able to respond in that way. The slightest thing that challenges his iman, Allah forbid that child will leave the fold of Islam. If our children can't recite Quran, respected friends, and yes, many of us will be shocked if we have to test our children Quran. They can't recite Quran. Many a times they are coming to the masjid, they performing salah, but they can't read. From good homes, good communities, good families. The ulama, they after discover these things when they make effort in communities. So let us make this the primary concern. Thawratun Qur'aniya. We will be creating a revolution of Quran. One is the ta'aleem of the child. One is the child's hifz. But it doesn't stop there. Is my child thereafter living his life according to Quran? Is he maintaining that standard of Quran? So this year, in 2023, was the second Safwatul Huffaz, the second Majlis of Khatam of Quran. They encouraged those that came in the first one, that they should come for the second one, to make sure that your Quran remains intact. To make sure that the standard of your Quran doesn't drop. How many of us have that concern? My child finished his 5 years ago. What is the level of the Quran of my child? Let me make some arrangements for my child to go and do his door of Quran. What is the level? Is my home environment conducive to my child memorizing Quran? Many a times that is the biggest shortfall, the biggest problem for the child is that the home environment is not conducive to Quran. So he is learning Quran, he is making effort. He comes home, all the darkness in the home is what happens in the weekend, the outings where the family goes for holiday, etc., is all anti-Quran. So we are not making that environment conducive for our children to create that revolution of Quran. And then, respected friends, the month of Ramadan is round the corner. Just more than 2 months left for the month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. Let every one of us make a resolution. That we will create this revolution in our lives, that we will start reciting Quran. If we're not reciting any amount of Quran, start with one page of Quran also. But with dedication every day. If we say I can't manage one page, we're giving discount today. 3 ayat of Quran every day. And we start progressing. There must not be a day in our life that passes. There must not be a day that comes on our home where there's no recitation of Quran and Majeed. If you look at our elders, the older people of our community, our grandparents, etc., they may have not had so many huffaz, but daily they had Quran in their lives. They saw the blessings of that in their lives. They saw the muhabbat. They didn't have so much of the material. They didn't have houses, but they had homes. They had that unity. They had that love. They had the barakat of Quran in our lives. So we will make a dedicated effort to start reciting Quran. Inshallah, when the month of Ramadan comes, we will be able to make khatam of Quran. We will enjoy the Taraweeh Salah. We will not feel it a burden. We will feel that attachment and connection to Quran. And then, respected friends, alhamdulillah, in this masjid it happens for so many years. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chuan Sahab, Ramat Barakatum, every morning, tafsir of Quran. Let us take benefit of these opportunities that we have, other places as well. tafsir of Quran that are held by the ulama. Let us try and understand the message of Quran and thereafter implement it in our lives. Just as it has created a revolution among the people of Gaza, they have created a generation of Quran, and we seeing the world is seeing in admiration, and the world is seeing in astonishment. How are these people persevering? The report was sirru sumudi ahli Gaza, the secret behind the resilience of the people of Gaza, by a person from Gaza who is a product of these systems as well. It is the attachment to Quran Sharif. May Allah ease in their plight. May Allah give them the victory, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow it to be a revolution in our life, our attachment to Quran and practice on Quran. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa ali wa sahbihi ajma'in.